It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
High up in Switzerland.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Davos, Switzerland is a quiet little ski town, 5,000 feet into the Alps. Population, 10,000. But once a year, Davos becomes the focus of the world. The World Economic Forum begins today. Some of the most powerful people on the planet come to this event and talk about our problems. Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, is here. Stephen, what are they talking about this year?
Well, the official title is The Shifting Power Equation. According to the founder, Professor Klaus Schwab, it's the geopolitical changes that have resulted in an increasingly schizophrenic world that is harder and harder to understand. But it's obvious what the main themes are going to be. Globalization, the huge trade imbalances that have been created by that, and, of course, the central issue, global warming.
Yeah, I was reading that global warming will be on so many agendas at this conference, and it just so happens to be taking place in Davos, Switzerland. People there are pretty worried about global warming because they're looking out their door and seeing it every day.
That's right. The physical signs of it are all around them. And usually, when the forum is underway, the resort is buried under 3 or 4 feet of snow. Not this year. The hills around the resort were green. So very clear evidence of global warming there, right on their doorstep.
Now, who shows up to the World Economic Forum?
Well, more than 2,000 people this year from 90 countries, and these are pretty top-notch. I mean, business leaders, politicians, government officials, as well as leading environmental campaigners and economists, Bill Gates and Eric Schmidt of Google, from the political world, Tony Blair, Germany's Angela Merkel, a smaller sprinkling of celebrities, no Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt, but there will be Bono appearing with two hats as both a celebrity and a campaigner.
You have all these bigwigs gathering at this little Swiss resort every year. Does anything ever come out of the World Economic Forum?
Well, probably, to be honest, nothing very concrete or tangible. It's more a sort of networking event. It's an opportunity for all these leaders to get together, get to know each other, exchange ideas, and so on. One of the events this year on the margins that will be certainly worth observing or at least hearing about is called Dialogue in the Dark, in which they assemble a large number of chief executives and political leaders and plunge them into darkness, switch the lights off, and see what happens. According to the organizers, some will be scared, some will panic.
And what's that supposed to achieve?
We'll have to wait and see. They'll certainly get to know each other a lot better.
Yeah, I hope not too much. All right, Stephen, thanks a lot.
Okay, Scott.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. I was reading some facts about Davos this morning on Wikipedia. You know, the communal web encyclopedia. Just about anyone can edit the entries. Well, a published report says Microsoft offered to pay a software engineer to edit some things on Wikipedia. These entries were apparently about Microsoft and its competitors. Steve Tripoli has more on this.
Microsoft never responded to our request to verify the alleged payment. The report quoted the engineer who says he received the offer. But Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales says that if Microsoft did make the offer, they're out of bounds.
We consider that to be very unethical. A better approach would be to simply come and join the discussion openly and to not edit Wikipedia for money, but rather to participate in the dialogue.
Wales says only unbiased editors should change entries. Others can speak up in the Wikipedia discussion section. Mike Hoyt of the Columbia Journalism Review says this points up a problem with open source information.
It seems that a vulnerability of open sourcing is that interested parties can push their stuff in and pay to have stuff pushed in, which sort of violates the spirit of the whole enterprise.
Wikipedia's volunteer editors are on guard for that, but founder Jimmy Wales admits the safeguards are not airtight. I'm Steve Tripoli for Marketplace.
A bump in oil prices and some tasty profit reports gave the Dow a lift yesterday. It gained 56 points to 12,533. The NASDAQ was up less than a point to 2431. The S&P 500 put on 5 points to 1427. Oil's trading around $55 a barrel this morning. Japan's Nikkei climbed 0.5% today. After the bell yesterday, Sun Microsystems reported a profit for the fourth quarter. That's news. The company's been mired in red ink for years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
A new report out today draws a bleak picture of the living conditions for some of this country's children. This information comes from a new website that launches today. It's called diversitydata.org. From our health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer reports.
Diversity data gathers information from the Census Bureau and academic centers and reveals broad disparities.
Black and white children, to a large extent, are living in different worlds.
Barbara Krimgold of the Center for the Advancement of Health directs the project. She says in areas as varied as health, education, crime, and poverty, black children face more challenges than their white counterparts. Hispanic children do marginally better than black kids, and Asian youngsters are virtually on a par with their white peers. There's a report card for cities.
Some cities that really did quite badly in terms of equity for black children were Buffalo, Chicago, and New York.
Some urban areas do better by minority children: Denver, Colorado Springs, and North Carolina's Raleigh-Durham area. Krimgold hopes the website will prod policymakers to develop new methods of tackling urban poverty. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Boy, Toyota is just a car-making, money-making machine. Today, the automaker said it's looking for a 40% jump in hybrid sales this year. Those sales were up 33% last year. Maybe you've noticed all the Priuses on the road. Although, let's put this in perspective, hybrids still only account for about 1% of new car sales in the U.S. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Starting a business is...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.